Moraville, October 24th, 2007. Marlenka on microphone, Andrea in studio. Greetings, friends. Moraville Radio announces a change. Moving right along with the times, Moraville Radio News is changing its format. The goal is to broadcast the latest news, 5 minutes of it, three times a week. The old news format in various languages will now offer programs containing interviews and announcements. Following is an excerpt from a presentation by Jean-François Nubel about collective intelligence.
So it's called The Transitioner. And the name has been made because it's about people who have one foot well grounded in the world, in the ordinary world as it is, and one foot in the next one. And they're well balanced in both feet, so they transition. They're making a bridge. There are not many people who are already understanding what's happening on the next one. We talk a lot about it from the old one. We talk about information society or all these things. This is an old way to look at it. And the new world, we talk about synchronistic technologies, for instance, how you accelerate synchronicities in human world through the internet and all those things. So the organization, The Transitioner, is about those pioneers who operate together worldwide, and it's growing organically. It's about people finding their right placement. So what they declare first is they say, okay, it's so important now, this transition to the global collective intelligence, wisdom, and consciousness, that I want it to be part of my life in the future. That's what they say. Second, then they say, I'm going to train every day of my life just to become, to pioneer this. And third, they say, okay, considering who I am going to find my right placement here. What is exactly what I am willing to do in this thing?
The full presentation will be broadcast from Monday, the 28th of October. Recently, there have been several publications regarding the beach erosion at Quiet Beach and the Tire Barrage Project. Moraville Coastal Area Development Center, ACDC, formerly known as the Tsunami Relief and Rehabilitation Project, wants to clarify what's going on. The funds which ACDC is handling were donated towards tsunami victims with the overall objective of sustainable village development and therefore accountable to their donors worldwide. Unfortunately, the project has failed due to the unforeseen political and social differences with the neighboring community, and now most of the material to be used for the tire barrage has either been stolen or washed away by the sea. A waste of resources, goodwill, manpower, and funds. A consultation on beach erosion and possible solutions is being organized by ACDC for the first week of November. Invited are experts from NGOs, national institutes such as IIT Madras, the National Institute of Ocean Technology, as well as Tamil Nadu government officials, Pondicherry officials, representatives of the Moraville Foundation, and some Moravillians. For those willing to build houses with their hands and with stabilized earth, the Moraville Earth Institute will be starting a training course on block making. Starting on 29th October, Moraville Earth Institute at CSR will begin teaching 8:30 every morning until 5. Celebrate Halloween with the Living Roots students from the United States and the American Pavilion team. 7 p.m. until midnight on 28th October. And costumes are encouraged. The weather in Moraville is wet. The frogs are thriving, providing free concerts. Matramandir Weather Station reports a low of 24 degrees centigrade and a high of 30. From Sri Aurobindo, truth does not insist on a blind adherence to the spoken word. Truth is the foundation of real spirituality, and courage is its soul. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Moravillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website moravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.